Recording in progress. Good morning, everyone. This is the Gunnison City Council special meeting on Friday, February 3rd, 2023. A special session at 11 a.m. at 201 West Virginia Avenue in Gunnison, Colorado, second floor council chambers. Today we're going to be discussing agenda item 2A, the authorization to purchase two police patrol vehicles. And here for some background is Police Chief Keith Robinson.
Basically, as you guys can see in the memo that I sent out, trying to address the two police cars that were originally approved back in 2022. Ford canceled that order in September, and at that time let us know that they could reorder for 2023 and they would be hybrid engines, the electric hybrids. And then council had the discussion in November about electric vehicles. That time council's desire was to stay with the hybrid engines. The vehicles showed up in Denver, and on January 23rd is when I was told they were there. And as they were preparing them so they could deliver them to the outfitter, they decided that they were gasoline engines, not the hybrids. So I just wanted to make council aware that the two vehicles that they delivered are not what we had expected. And they're giving us the option of buying the two that they did send. They would reduce the price by up to $5,000 per car. And just to kind of fill in the gap, because we were expecting to pick them up, we've already stripped two police cars of the equipment out of them to re-outfit these cars. So we would be two cars short in the fleet until we get to the next ones. But we're also three officers short, so... So anyway, I'm just kind of here to see if council cares if we go with the gasoline engines or if we can need to wait. So.
How many miles do you guys put on a car a year? I kind of want to figure out the savings we might have with a hybrid as opposed to a gasoline, you know, miles and then average price per gallon, just to kind of see if there's a savings there.
I haven't looked to do that comparison yet. It's just, it hasn't been anything we've looked at. We've just... been gradually switching to the hybrids, primarily because the cars do idle quite a bit. And so when they're idling, they switch to electricity rather than gas. So there is a savings, but we haven't calculated it.
Now, I wonder if it's, you think it's 40,000 miles a year or have any idea at all on they're driving?
Probably not, because we usually trade the cars out at 10-year intervals, and they're only at about 100,000 when we trade them out.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, so 10 a year maybe. Okay.
Did they give you an estimate on how long it would take to get the correct vehicles?
He would attempt, but he couldn't promise anything before 2024.
It'd be a whole year.
Wow.
And do you know what the gas mileage is on the gas ones and the hybrids? How much their MPG is? So,
let me see if I can get a hold of Preston, see if he can answer these questions.
All right.
At 10,000 miles a year, if you did $4 per gallon, that's only 40,000. If it's one quarter idling time, you're equal to 10. That's probably less idling time, or more idling time than there, and $4 certainly is above average. So it's probably not that much of an operational savings, because you also have differential maintenance on them as well.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but if you're looking to save dollars, the 10,000 you got in hand with this as opposed to the other way. If you're saying that the strategic plan of hybrids, and hybrids, as I mentioned, Consumer Reports in November came out with hybrids were currently the most reliable vehicles that were for general sale, not commercial sale, but and electric, all electric were the least. And then we had, what is it, Crested Butte did their electric vehicle they're getting rid of because it's too unreliable. So hybrids are certainly preferred, but I guess you could refurbish back the two that you stripped. Is that something that would be an option, or that's not really a good option?
I probably wouldn't, because it'd cost us a few thousand dollars to put the stuff back in them. So we would wait.
So therefore, you're basically saying you operate, it would be operational with two less vehicles, which means if one of them ended up in an accident or in of the current leftover fleet, then you'd be really down in a way that you might be able not to function. Is that possible?
Now, right now we do the one-to-one car plan, so we would have vehicles of what it would affect parades and events where we have more than one person coming in. They couldn't come straight from home to a scene. So
basically.
And how many in the fleet are currently hybrid versus gas? We have, what, 12 then or something?
No, we've got 17 to are unmarked. So there's 15 marked patrol cars. Five of them are the black and whites, and I think two of those are, can't remember if the first three we bought were hybrids or if they were gas. But so either three or two are hybrids and the others are gas. So.
And are any of the hybrids now the ones being replaced, or is it gas to gas?
No, the ones being replaced right now, because we've got some trickle downs that we're adjusting to try to get rid of the oldest. So one of the ones going away is a 2008 Impala, and the other one is a 2008 Ford Expedition, the big ones, for this cycle, and then there'll be two more go away later in the summer.
I wasn't able to get a hold of Preston right now. One of the things that has been a challenge, I know, with these hybrids is the chip shortage. They are delivering gas engine vehicles without chips, which causes your heated seats and some auxiliary functions to not work properly, but the hybrids, they just flat out don't work at all without those chips. So that's why there's such a supply shortage on the hybrids specifically, is they just flat out won't run. So that's, I think that's where he got in a pinch with this whole thing. And I don't know the answers to some of those questions that you had. This just came up the other day. And if there are questions, then we can answer those and bring that back to you, and maybe bring this at your February 14th meeting and have Preston present to answer some of those questions. Pleasure of the
yeah, so just to share how I'm thinking about this, I'm balancing the need for police vehicles because we obviously want to make ensure the safety and ability of the police force to get to accidents, calls, etc. But then I'm balancing that against our strategic plan, which entails moving towards a hybrid fleet of all sorts. Given the timeline you just described of a 10-year turnaround time, I struggle with making a decision now that will impact the next 10 years of our fleet, where we could take action right now to start moving that needle.
And given you are down some staff, too, so I'm also curious about how critical it is for us to have the vehicles now, even though we stripped the other ones. Does that put you in a pinch?
No, because we're 2 to 3 officers down now. So really, the next part, and this is for the 14th, we've got two more cars on order that won't be here till June or July. So,
and those are hybrids.
Those are hybrids. Oh, cool. Those
are
would
they
come
sure?
in.
Yeah.
As of Monday, they were.
You'd know pretty quickly. It just seems like a pretty big mess up to be like, oh, they're
yeah,
guys.
Sorry.
Like,
whoops. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess my...
And I feel like there should be damages. I mean, we are trying to accomplish some strategic priorities, mm-hmm. and just, whoops, I ordered the wrong thing. I feel like, I mean, the problem is there's so much demand, we don't have
yeah.
any you know, leverage, no, but it's just annoying that, you know, it's just like, sorry, I ordered the wrong thing. Here's what you've got. And good luck, you know? Yeah. So,
because of our shortages, you know, and that's why this came back to council.
Yeah.
We could refuse these two, and then be short till we replace them in June and just not strip the next two cars. And then we would be back to staff running the older vehicles. And really, from everything I'm getting, the next order would be 2024, and we would just keep pushing back cars. And
Keith, I mean, was there a cost increase for the outfitting element? Because I know you got like a deal or something from Laws or whoever.
I priced it two places, and there was almost an $8,000 difference between the two places in equipment. The one where we were going with mentioned they had enough equipment on hand to do at least 30 cars because of everything that got canceled in 2022 that they were prepping for. So, yeah, everything was coming in really cheap, but
if we delay with that, may just be a cost increase that we need to.
And the vehicles themselves would cost increase too.
Maybe.
Well, they probably should.
Well, I'm locked in for this year.
Yeah. For this year, but not if we say we refuse. Would that order then be converted into hybrid automatically and be?
We would just reorder again for 2024.
Hmm. Yeah, but that would.
It should be the same cost.
They goofed.
Yeah. They goofed. It's not us.
Yeah, but I ain't so sure.
Yeah, even when they canceled the order, they raised the price.
Price, yeah. You don't expect them to give you the same price.
Yeah.
It ain't there. I just don't expect that.
I appreciate the prices and the cost savings and such. It's not to bat an eye at $5,000, $10,000. I truly feel like sticking to our plan in one way or another just shows and maintains our commitment towards the overall efficiency of our fleet. And what you're stating, Keith, puts me at ease at least somewhat in the sense that if we're hamstrung until June, that doesn't feel as strenuous as needing to wait until 24, given that these other two will be replacing fleets. Additionally, given our track record of recruiting individuals, while I sure as heck hope that by next week we have all three positions filled, I don't know if by June we will, and so it puts me at ease knowing that we don't necessarily need all of them, a full fleet at the moment. I'm also curious to just, and hopeful perhaps, that while your contact stated 24, maybe there's possibility to get at least one of them before the end of this year, if not both, and that timeline shortens as supply chains come back. Now I know that could be an issue. I don't know where these are manufactured, but there's just so many uncertainties. My preference would just be to stick to plan and go hybrid, even if there is a wait.
And I think it would be nice for us to get some of that data, too, to see what the cost savings is on fuel and, you know, and weighing that against maintenance. I mean, I know once the batteries reach the end of the life, one of the nice things about hybrid is it slowly just shifts more towards gas usage as your battery isn't functioning as efficiently. But if you do replace the batteries, it can make sense to just trade it in at that point because of the cost of replacement on those. Right. So I think all of that, as we've gotten a track record with using these, I think it would be useful for us and you just to have some data on that, which I don't think we have at this point.
So basically taking no action right now, you would send them back?
I just tell them we won't accept the two that were shipped wrong. Fine. And we'll go from there.
Carlin needs a car. I don't know, Ben, you got a couple coming up too.
I know. We've got the teenage dream. It's like an old beater that everybody gets to go.
Well, 100,000 miles on a used car is not that many miles anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
they're kind of rough miles, though, on a police car. They're pretty beat by the time. I mean, they need a lot of brake work, and they're pretty rough when they come out of our fleet.
Remember we had an auction of the ones that everybody called Domino Pizza Delivery. The blue and red stripe.
Yep.
And
yep.
They were all over town without the Gunnison symbols on them because we had an auction here. And Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Keith.
All right, we'll move into agenda item 2B, which is an executive session. Council will go into executive session for the purpose of discussing the next steps regarding the City of Gunnison City Manager position.
I'll move to go into executive session to consider personnel matters pursuant to CRS 24-6-4024F, specifically to discuss next steps for hiring the city manager, or for the city manager position.
One second.
And I will note that the City Council would like to go to an executive session and no formal action may be taken during this executive session. Movement has been, or the motion has been moved and seconded. Erica?
Freeburn?
Yes.
Plata?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Gowitz?
Yes.
All right.
Opening up.
Today is Friday, February 3rd, 2023, and the time is 11:17 a.m. For the record, I am the presiding officer, Mayor Diego Plata. As required by the open meetings law, the executive session is being electronically recorded. Also present at this executive session are the following persons: Mayor Pro Tem Logan, Councilor Freeburn, Councilor Gelwicks, Acting City Manager Ben Cowan, City Attorney Kathy Fogo, Drew Gorgay from Columbia LTD attending via Zoom. This executive session is being held pursuant to CRS 24-6-4024F to consider personnel matters. The specific purpose of the executive session is to discuss the City of Gunnison City Manager position. I caution each participant to confine all discussion to the stated purpose of the executive session and that no formal action may occur in the executive session. If at any point in the executive session any participant believes that the discussion is going outside the proper scope of the executive session, please interrupt the discussion and make an objection. At this point, I will ask the clerk to please leave the meeting.